Yeshua said, be passers-by. Be passers-by. Everything is contained here. Our true identity. We are passing through space-time. We are visiting. We are from someplace else. From a dimension that is more than just matter. Certainly we are from a reality that is not the artificially constructed one of our culture, civilization, nation, psyche, media. Layer upon layer upon layer of imaginations of who we are, what we are doing here, what reality is, what purpose is. Passers-by. In that ultimate poetry, extreme simplicity, we are revealed to ourselves. Our purpose is given to us. If we are passers-by, we are not lost or caught up or desperate for something in this world. We are passing through with blessing, with wisdom, with knowledge, with love. And the how-to is also in these two words. Because a passerby isn't caught up in the hypnotism, the requirements and expectations, the illusions, the identifications with, the holding on to, the multiple desires, as the Buddha says. And yet the reality of incarnation is visceral for Hebrew thought, for Christian revelation at its deepest source, at its origins. Incarnation means spirit in matter, matter thereby a conduit of spirit. And yet still, we are to be passers-by. We are in the roles that we play to be passers-by. Recognizing the difference between spirit that knows its origins and its home, and the role we are to play for a time very brief in this world, a role society gives us. If you know you are passerby, you are remembering your higher self, your authentic self, your true identity, beyond name, beyond nationality, beyond gender. To be a passerby is to be mystically detached, because you are aware of that other dimension, your true home, as you are aware of what you are going through. Your attention is divided. You see what is out there, and you remember where you come from. And to remember where you come from is to be compassion, is to be empathy, attentiveness, care, humility, simplicity, devotion, loyal, brave, warrior of light. Because that is what is remembered. We are passers-by from another kingdom, another realm, from a source that is light, from the light where it originates of itself. In that knowledge of our true nature as passer-by, we find healing It is our healing. It is our entry into our true body, our light body, our spirit body, our invisible astral self, our essence from the stars, the star stuff that has brought us into this form, and a consciousness that predates this existence. Before you were born, I knew you, says the Lord, the Holy One, to Jeremiah. Surely we understand that he is not referring specifically only to Jeremiah. He knows us, each and every one, before we are born, because we exist before we are born. This consciousness is not only of a deeper universal dimension. Our very personhood is of a deeper, more universal dimension. And whether we understand or see or feel or remember that we come from other times and places as well, that we have been on this journey before this particular self-identity, that we have awakened to this fire within for God, for truth, for being, something of what we have been before, something that we have been seeking, the Holy Grail that has always been our search for plenitude, for communion, for union. This is where our joy, our bliss is to be found, our wholeness, our contentment, our awakening in this consciousness, in this realization, in this restoration to our true selves. And what power and strength is found there that can bring us back from death, from collapse, from incurable illnesses, that can fill our bloodstream, our bone marrow, our cells with a new vibration, a new frequency, a new fire. By understanding what it means, be passers-by. By becoming this ontologically, letting go of what we thought we were, of what we thought this was about, reclaiming that valuation, that shimmering wonder that is not only out there, but in here, because we come from the ultimate shimmer, the ultimate creative force. We have lost our way, not only from God, but from ourselves. We have been fooled. We have been conned, sometimes purposefully, certainly, but mostly because everybody else is fooled and doesn't know any different, even as they go to religions to find answers, as they are given words that speak of these matters that somehow do not penetrate, do not break through the wall, the glass, the illusion. And that breakthrough, that authentic religion, great traditions are meant to accomplish, is only that we may find that wholeness. Not to enter harsh discipline and asceticism and self-denial in that sense. When Jesus speaks of denial and go into the ground and die like the seed, it is the non-passerby part of ourselves that he is speaking about. When he speaks of the freedom of the spirit as wind, not knowing where it comes from, where it goes, he is describing being a passerby. It is not that one doesn't care, isn't deeply involved in caring and blessing here, now, where we are. From the grandiose to the simplest, most ordinary. But it is that it does not end here. This is not the whole story. This is just a piece of a much greater reality. And when we recognize whose we are, who we are, who we belong to, the immensity of this thing called life that we are born into for a time, then we understand our purpose, we find our bliss, we unite around that which is true and good and beautiful. And we truly become blessing in this world through which we are passing through.